Hello and welcome back to the One Thing Podcast. I was thinking of one of my favorite scriptures this morning. It's coming from the book of Revelation, chapter 4, verse 8, where it says, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." When you read this scripture, we get a glimpse of heaven, a song right now that's being sung day and night, night and day from the four living creatures, those exalting God. And the words that they are exalting God are the words of holiness. The Lord God is holy, holy, holy. They could have used so many other descriptions. They could have used so many other words, but they are declaring the holiness of God, the one who is, who has always been, who was and is to come, the infinite God. He is eternal. He is unending, with no beginning, with no end. Our great God is that powerful, that mighty. So when we read this, what does God want us to understand? What is he speaking to us when he gives us this understanding, this revelation of truly his name and truly who he is? It's very simple. It's that the Lord our God is holy. He is set apart, and those whom he calls to himself, he calls us to be holy as he is holy. When I think of the description of God, I cannot do what everybody else is doing. I can't get into the things that everybody else is getting into. I am to be set apart. I am to live a holy life unto the Lord Jesus Christ. He died not for me to live apart from him. He died not for me to walk an unholy life, but he died and he rose again and empowers us with the Spirit to turn to him, to live in holiness. That means that my speech is going to reflect the word of the Lord. It means that the way that I treat my wife, the way that I treat my friends, the way that I treat those who are in my family, those at the store, those at work, it will be a reflection of the holiness, the utmost greatness of the Lord God that we serve. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Does that ring a bell in our hearts? When we live the way that we walk, does it reflect the holiness of God? Does it reflect how great and how awesome our Lord is? Day and night, night and day, as they are singing in heaven, we are to be living here on earth, exalting God just as loud by the way that we live our lives. As we reflect his goodness, as we reflect his holiness, as he reflect, you know, the goodness and the greatness of our God. What will it be for us today? Will we recognize his holiness? Will we turn to him in order for him to reflect it, in order for him to show the world truly who he is? Thank you, God, today that you have revealed who you are. You speak to us how great and how holy your name is, and you call us to be holy as you are holy.